So again, welcome back. ESPN Radio in Boise. Got you from 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. And going to head right over to the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline. One of our favorites. We love bringing this cat on. And you saw him over the weekend. I know Bronco Nation thrilled at the performance he delivered. Let's go to the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline. Coach Mike Christensen and myself, John Mallory, for Jay Ajayi. We welcome him to the program. J-Train, I know there's people throughout the Treasure Valley now that are so thrilled to hear your voice. How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? I'm doing good. Glad to have enjoyed that experience at the Combine and glad to have it over with.
Well, Jay, I watched every second of it, and then I probably watched a few more seconds I didn't need to. But tell us about your experience. What did you learn, and who'd you interview with? What'd you think? What was the? I know it's a draining, emotional time, but just give us your thoughts.
Oh man, it was a amazing experience. You know, being able to be at the Combine, you know, an event that I watched on TV, you know, growing up and actually becoming a participant of it, you know, it was amazing. And, you know, I really didn't know how much really went into the Combine. I mean, there's not just position drills, you know, every day you're doing something. And so, you know, I met with 21 teams and, you know, I had formal interviews with all those teams. And, you know, those went so great, and it was just a great experience meeting those coaches and GMs and all the personnel that go into how they pick the players for their teams. And then, you know, just meeting all the other top players and participants of the Combine was just great as well, building relationships with those guys. But, you know, it was an awesome event. You know, I was just glad to be able to be a part of it and showcase my ability and talent to all 32 teams.
Well, Jay, you did a pretty good job showcasing your talent for sure, and I know you opened up some eyes maybe that quite weren't open all the way, but talk about the interview process, because I know you probably did some, Friday night you did the train station interviews, maybe a little Saturday morning, but then you had some formal interviews. Can you tell us who you interviewed with formally?
Like you said, on Friday, the train station interviews was pretty cool. You just kind of walk around, and everyone just grabs you and brings you to the table, and you just meet with the running back coach and kind of talk ball and kind of let them get a feel for who you are, and those were pretty good. And you know, with the formal interviews, like I said, I had 21 interviews, so I mean, I can't remember all of them, but some teams that I remember, I met with the Cowboys, the Patriots, Seahawks, Cardinals, the Jags, the Ravens, the Saints, the Lions, and multiple more. So, you know, I feel that I was able to meet with a lot of teams and just try to let them understand who I am as a person and what I can bring to their team as a football player.
Common denominator, they all need a running back. That's
yes,
pretty
sir.
Exciting.
I'm excited to have an opportunity to, you know, contribute for any team and whichever team that I go to.
Jay Ajayi again joining us here on the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline, ESPN Radio in Boise. Now, Jay, I know you're just a sports fan. You're a historian. You can talk World Cup soccer with anybody. How do you not get in awe or slightly starstruck when you're meeting with 21 of these teams? And, heck, there's Sean Payton quizzing you on football. There's Pete Carroll talking it up with you, saying, hey, we really like what you're doing. How do you kind of go business class and try to keep it all in perspective and say, yeah, I'm having a conversation with Jason Garrett right now of my hometown Cowboys. I got to make this happen.
That's funny that you asked that because funny enough, I met with the Seahawks and the Patriots, and, you know, walking into those rooms and seeing, you know, Pete Carroll and seeing Bill Belichick in there and knowing that, you know, I was just watching them on television playing the Super Bowl and coach the Super Bowl, you know, that was, you know, a moment where, you know, you do kind of get a little awestruck. But at the same time, you know, I had to remember I was doing a professional interview, and I had to make sure that, you know, my mind was focused and being able to, you know, answer their questions to the best of my ability and, you know, painting a picture of, you know, who I am. And, you know, because at the same time, even though I watch them on television, you know, I want to be able to be coached by these same people as well. And so, you know, I just went into the rooms with the mentality to just, you know, stay focused and answer the questions to the best of my ability.
Jay, it's funny you say a professional interview, because a couple years ago when we interviewed David Wilson, the young man coming out of Virginia Tech that's now retired, it was probably the sharpest dressed interview I've ever witnessed at the Combine. Did you go in there wearing a suit and tie, or were you relaxed and wearing your warm-ups?
So the first night I wore, I bought a button-up and some jeans and some nice shoes, and I wore that to the meeting just to keep it, casual, but at the same time look, neat and dressed up well. And then the second night, I actually forgot to wear my second outfit, so I just went in there with my Combine sweats the second night.
Well, Jay, let me ask you, because I know it's got to be a confidence builder for sure when you're working out next to guys like Melvin Gordon, you're working out next to guys like Amir Abdullah and all that stuff, and some of the things that you're doing, you're putting up better numbers, or you're putting up numbers that are as good. I mean, your 40 time, your best time, I think, was a 4.57, right?
Yeah.
And Gordon was a 4.52, and you ran a faster time than Abdullah. And you guys being the top three backs being ranked in this combine right now, that's got to be a confidence builder for you a little bit to just see, hey, I can compete with these guys.
Yeah, I mean, it was an exciting, opportunity, because I knew that, on this combine stage that I would be competing against, the top running backs, in this upcoming draft, and I know it'll be an opportunity for me to showcase, my abilities. Playing in Boise State, a lot of people didn't really get to see, or hear about us that much, because we're not as talked about than the other conferences. And so I felt that this was a great stage. All eyes would be, on me running through my drills and running my 40 and everything. And I was just excited to compete and show the world that, I feel that I'm one of the best running backs in this class as well.
Dude, 39-inch vertical leap. Are you Dominique Wilkins on a basketball floor, Jay? I mean, were you impressed at that? I mean, that's a big-time vert, man.
That was definitely a personal best for me. I went up there, I jumped, and I was waiting on to hear the result. And when I heard the guy say 39, I kind of was shocked a little bit. I was like, wait, you say 39? Because the highest I had ever done, I think, was maybe a 37.5. And so 39, that was huge. And I think it was, a credit to the work that we put in here in San Diego, and I thank God for that, because I thought that was just amazing, and I was glad to be able to show off some explosiveness with that vert.
Jay Ajayi again joining us here, Truckin' Out of Watching Hotline on ESPN Radio in Boise. Coach Mike Christensen, Johnny Mallory. Jay, your boy Mike Sanford, Notre Dame, South Bend. What's your thoughts on that? That's a big time move.
I appreciate everything Coach Sanford did for our program this past season. Him sticking, with me and Grant, through the whole season, and just sticking with our offense and just making sure that, we stayed focused every week. For him to have this opportunity to play at Notre Dame, I don't blame him for passing it up, and I think it's, an awesome opportunity for him and his career and as a stepping stone to hopefully becoming a future head coach. And so, I appreciate everything he did for Boise State. We were able to bring Boise State back on the map this past season, especially because of our offense, and bring a conference championship and a Fiesta Bowl back to Boise. And, none of that could have been possible without Coach Sanford. So I know all Boise State, all Bronco Nation should definitely be thankful and appreciative of what Coach Sanford did for our team.
Well, Jay, let me ask you, you're back in San Diego now. Is that the plan? Are you going to keep working out down there?
No, so I'm actually leaving on Wednesday. I'm going back home to Texas for a little bit just to, see my family. I haven't seen them in a while, so I'm going to hang out with them for a couple of days. And then, our pro day is March 18th, and so I'm planning on flying back to Boise a week to a week and a half before then, so I'm shooting probably around March 9th or March 8th. Between that time period, I'll probably be back in Boise getting ready for pro day and preparing myself to go through the drills then.
Well, that's great, Jay. Now, we can work through your publicist and stuff like that, but maybe we can get you in studio that day. or one of those days?
That would be awesome. You know, I hope to be able to see a lot of people, you know, while I'm back in Boise, because, you know, being away, I've definitely missed, you know, Boise, Idaho, and it's crazy. You know, you're there for 4 years, and then you leave just for a little bit, and you already miss the people there and just the place. And so I can't wait to come back.
Well, listen,
it'll be great.
Well, listen, when you get back here, we'll have you in for the whole show, because I actually need somebody that knows how to talk football. So
stop it. Hey, I'll talk. I get Jay in here. We're talking soccer, man. We're going World Cup.
We could talk it all. I love sports in general. We can do it all.
Awesome. Well, hey, Big Dog, wish you the best of luck. Let us know when you're coming back. I'll reach out to your publishers, make sure it's okay, and then you can give me a day or something like that. You can come in, and definitely we'll have you in. You can hang out as long as you like. And
I appreciate it.
We will talk everything that we can possibly talk about. Maybe we even talk about Oscars.
Hey, I like to talk that, too. I love movies. That's
beautiful.
My secret passion, watching movies.
All right, brother. Well, thank you, J-Train. We'll see you later.
All right, man. Y'all take care. Have a good one.
Good times. Jay Ajayi there on the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline.
I love that guy.
Again, that's confirmed. He is planning on coming back to Boise
for the Pro Day
to work out at the BSU Pro Day. He's on his way. He said he's going to go back to Texas here in a couple days, see family. But the next time you may see Jay Ajayi throughout the Treasure Valley here is, again, he's planning on coming back for the Pro Day.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's good for him. We'll have to see if he's going to, you know, do all the same events, like run the 40. I mean, if he thinks he can do better than a 4.57, he doesn't want to do slower, obviously. But that's great. That's great. He's going to come back. He can only help himself.
Would you advise him probably not to run at the BSU Pro Day? I mean,
no,
does he
No, I wouldn't advise it, because I wouldn't say, hey, don't run. I'd have to see where he's at in his trainings, if he thinks he can be faster. Because what you really don't want to do is you don't want to put – you know, a couple of four, you know, 4.6s on the board after you ran a 4.5.
That's what
7.
I was afraid of. Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to do that, but I doubt very seriously whether, you know, that would happen anyway. And I don't know. I don't even know. Maybe Boise State may not even run a 40. They might not even have a pro day 40. I mean, sometimes schools don't do that for that reason. They don't like to put guys in that kind of situation. But we'll see. He doesn't have to run it. If he's happy with his 40 time and he thinks that's the best he can do, then you don't run it. You just don't do it. And nobody's gonna count it against you.
If you missed that interview, we will do our best to get that up on blueturfsports.com as soon as possible. So we'll cut that and get that going there. Again, that's Blue Turf Sports.